Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, firstly, straight into it, I suppose, how does this appointment of a shadow minister for an Australian head of state help to further the Republic campaign?
Look, this is stage two in what Bill Shorten has done. In July, he promised that a Labor government would have a referendum in the first term of a Labor government on the question of should we have an Australian head of state. In fact, the question would be, do you support an Australian republic with an Australian head of state, yes or no? So this seems to be taking it further. We've got the Prime Minister, who is used to be the head of the Australian Republican movement and led the 1999 referendum, which was unsuccessful. We've got most state premiers supporting a republic, and we've had this experience of support for the republic faded very much in the first decade of the century, almost to equal support for constitutional monarchy. At the same time, Bill Turnbull says, I'm an Elizabethan, and that's the general line that many people have taken. No, we can't do it while Liz is on the throne, but none of us like Charles. But it's a very complicated thing. As to whether it will run, we don't know. But there is at the moment an upswing in the polls in terms of support for a republic. So maybe he feels, this will be something that will appeal. And given Malcolm Turnbull's personal position, although I suspect not the overall position of his government, it does become a slight possibility, but that does take us back to that other complicated question about what structure we end up with.
Well, that does lead very nicely into my next question, Stephen, and that's with the prospect of a republic sort of looming on the horizon. What are we looking at in terms of changes, social and economic impacts, if Australia did become a republic?
One view is it has no impact, so therefore it's a good or a bad idea. Another view that some people say, well, Rupert Murdoch supports us, so I must be suspicious, those who don't like Rupert Murdoch. But what happened in 1999 is very interesting. The general argument of the constitutional monarchy people was say no to a politician's republic, because the government, the proposal was that the person who would be the governor general, that is now called president, would be selected by a joint sitting of both houses of parliament. So the general popular scepticism about politicians said, we don't want a politician's politician's republic and a politician's head of state. My view is the exact opposite, that once you become pre-selected by someone or other, or you get together a group to be a candidate for president, you are by definition, you become a politician. So whatever happens, we'll get, inverted commas, a politician as president. But the general anti-politician attitude today, the general feeling we don't trust politicians, which I actually think personally is a bit exaggerated, does not all go well. And that's the reason that Bill Shorten has gone for a two-step approach. The first is that we vote for, do we want to be a republic with an Australian head of state? The second would look at the constitutional structure and would assume that people could be educated, and there are some complicated reasons from overseas, could be educated about the negatives of having an elected president as against a president chosen by parliament.
Sounds like there's a lot of murky waters about just exactly how things will wind up.
Well, I think the murky constitutional waters, yeah. And we also live in murky times where the Conservatives are running a line that I think comes from an old Australian poem, "We'll all be ruined," said Hanrahan. So voluntary assisted dying will all be ruined because there'll be suicide tourists and doctor shopping and people with psychological illnesses, whereas, it's just simply not possible because the legislation is concerned with only the last year of a terminal disease. They're running a similar line on other issues, same-sex marriage will all be ruined, said Hanrahan. Everything will, the Australian we know, everything will be gone. And, this goes back to John Howard and loving the old Australia of the picket fence. So it's a very, what some people have called new tribalism. It's a very difficult period to bring in this sort of legislation. But the funny thing is, the evidence in France and America the US, two countries that have a mixed presidential and parliamentary system, is it doesn't always work. We can see that with Donald Trump, who's basically at war with a Congress that's supposed to support him because they've got a Republican majority. And the French had a thing years ago where there was a Gaullist president and a socialist parliament, and they used to call it cohabitation. Now, cohabitation is a bit like divorced couples living in the same house together. It often doesn't work. There is a general argument that this is not the way to go, because it means people will vote one way for the president and the other way for the parliament. It'll get murkier, but look, to bring it in is horribly murky, particularly in the current climate, which is the where the conservative voice, which is very strong, is no, no, no to anything.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Dr. Stephen Alomes, adjunct professor at RMIT University, and we're having a chat about Labor Party's latest political appointment and what it means for the Australian Republic debate. Now, Stephen, the Republican campaign failed back in 1999. A lot's changed since 1999, of course, 18 years ago. But what has changed in particular to make it look more possible now, again, in 2017?
That's a good question. Look, the rejection was populist, and yet we live in populist times, so you'd think things would be getting worse. But I think it's very interesting. I think Australia's immigrant population is even more committed to Australian nationalism than the older generations who'd sort of accepted things as they were. And look, the other thing that's changed is the world has become more unstable. Now, that normally helps traditionalists. That normally helps defenders of the status quo. So at the one hand, we do have an increase in poll support for a republic, possibly because people see, you know, the coming eventual death of Queen Elizabeth and her replacement by Prince Charles, or possibly because we are continuing to change and we're further and further away from the UK. You know, our immigrant population is coming now mainly from Asia and New Zealand. Our English population, originated population, is diminishing. We live in absolutely contradictory times, and I don't know whether the Republican matter will be a goer for Shorten. But I think it's a way of differentiating as the Liberals are moved to more conservative positions, and Malcolm Turnbull is constricted by whatever deal he did with the Conservatives in the party to present a more progressive face of Labor. So I would think he probably sees it as an electoral advantage to present the progressive face of Labor. I'm a historian, so prediction makes me nervous. But you can see he's clearly trying something. Even though, as we know, when we get to that second stage of a vote on the actual structure, I suppose if stage one is achieved, they can then have a vote on the structure, which does only offer the one alternative, which is is something quite sensible, a president who is chosen by Parliament.
Mm.
It's murky. It's murky, and as I said, but we do live in what I'd call "we'll all be ruined" said Hanrahan times, and that's why I think maybe he thinks that this is a good, strong, progressive gesture that might have an appeal, and instead of people worrying about this and that and everything else.
Well, we are going to be having to keep an eye on this as it does unfold. Certainly plenty to look forward to with the prospect of another plebiscite just around the corner.
Well, as the Chinese said, we live in interesting times.
Yeah, well, Stephen, thanks so much for joining me this morning to unpack a little bit about all of what's going on with the prospect of a republic.